BBC Holby City, starring Bob Barrett as Sasha, Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie, Joseph Milson as Luke, and Rosie Marcel as Jag. Previously.
You and Nayla. This weekend? I know.
Found out about the weekend thing. She's not very pleased.
I'm not sure I'll have to get over it.
No more nights on a single bed.
I just need to know if Luke is planning on coming back, because if he's not, my life is going to be hell.
You really think he stole it?
I genuinely don't know. Lost notes, DDA compromised, theft. Everything's falling apart around you at the moment.
If I'm so rubbish at it, you take care of everything.
Okay, fine. Give me the keys to the drugs cabinets.
You've got to get your butt back here as soon as possible. Ed is in trouble.
A Crack in the Ice by Lauren Clee. A saloon car screeches to a halt outside the hospital entrance, driven by a distressed-looking blonde woman. The passenger door swings open, and a man in his 30s, Leon, staggers out, clutching a jumper to a bloody wound in his chest. He slumps to the ground as the car speeds off again. He's fading in and out of consciousness as he's wheeled through the hospital. Blurred images of hospital staff, then the inside of a lift. The doors open and he's wheeled out, then Sasha shining a torch into his eyes.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Get up to Darwin, please. Tell him we bypassed you because of the chest trauma.
ASAP, please.
Mo leans over him.
What's your name, my love? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Say again?
Yeah.
Okay, I think four more instructions can wait. Keep your mask on, please. HDU.
Luke's walking along the corridor towards the lab. Inside, a couple are in a passionate clinch. They're oblivious to Luke approaching, caught up in the heat of the moment. Luke opens the lab door and walks in on Eddie and Max.
Good to see my lab hasn't been sitting empty.
Luke stares at Eddie.
You can stay and watch if you want, mate, but we'll have to charge.
What a weirdo.
They resume kissing, but Eddie now seems distracted. In the lift, Jack and Johnny are also sharing a passionate snog.
I thought you said the hospital was enemy territory.
It is. Lifts are no man's land.
Morning.
Morning.
Darwin?
Uh-huh. There was a look. It covered well, but I definitely saw something approaching mirth in those eyes.
So what?
Gossip doesn't bother you?
No.
Jack smiles, but then stops at the side of Oliver, deep in conversation with Mo, who then hurries to Leon's bedside. Jack follows her.
Who is he?
Arrived 10 minutes ago, no ID, was about to complete my assessment.
I'm too busy chatting with Valentine. Huh? Don't look at me, look at him. Come on.
I need space.
There's no time for space. Oh, you're taking too long.
I had it?
Well, then why didn't you do it?
I was.
Right, let's order a chest x-ray and CT scan. Make sure the lung's reinflated, and when he's conscious, I want you to find out exactly who he is and how he got himself into this mess. Or do you need help with that too?
Luke wanders into AAU. He stands for a moment, as if unsure where to go next. He then turns and makes to go back out again.
Luke!
Sasha! You're a couple of years out. It's not actually my birthday, but it's lovely to see you two.
Oh, great. So you're back.
No. It's just a flying visit.
But you got my message?
Yes, thank you.
Good, because I'm really worried about
Much as it warmed my heart to hear your dulcet tones, that is not the reason I'm here. I'm just collecting my research material.
Well, you should have called me. I would have put it on a bike. Saves you the trip. I take it you have seen her, then?
Yes, I've seen her. I didn't come here to get dragged into the latest hospital soap opera.
Oh, because you're above romantic entanglements at work.
I'm just worried about her, you know? She's screwing up at work. She's just not herself at the moment.
And this thing with Max, that is a car crash waiting to happen.
Sasha, I'm the last person to be meddling in Eddie's private life.
Excuse me. I'm just looking for a pen.
She eyes Luke challengingly as he hands her one.
Just come and find me before you leave?
Yep.
You promise me?
Sure.
You're not staying then? It's a shame.
Are you well?
Right. We're doing this then. Pretending that didn't happen just now. And what about the last 3 months, Luke? No explanation for that? No sorry for freaking out or leaving me my key in an envelope?
It's good to see you.
Is it?
No, I have to admit you're not looking so great.
Well, wherever you've been, it certainly hasn't been a people skills course, has it?
No.
Luke gathers up his things and walks out, taking a look at Eddie as he passes her in the doorway.
God. Good night, was it?
Mo to Johnny.
Honestly, you should have seen her. She was right up in my face. Any closer, we would have been kissing.
Humming her.
Are you taking this seriously?
Yes, I am. Jack Naylor in shock, bossy incident. You carry on.
You two had a fight or something?
Quite the contrary.
You know what, it's like she doesn't even trust me.
I don't think you're special. Naylor and trust are not the best of buddies.
Oh, it's all right for you.
What do you mean?
You're just shagging her. Actually forming a functioning relationship with the woman is like picking through a minefield.
You said it was just sex.
What, do you like her?
Oh, yeah. I'm totally in love with her. I was actually considering proposing.
Johnny, Mac, you're blushing.
Get off, man.
Yeah, well, anyway, thanks for the support.
What do you want me to see? She's a total bitch.
Yes, now tell me what to do.
Your job might be a good place to start. Is the patient conscious?
Yep.
And?
He's claiming amnesia.
X-ray?
I'm on it. How did she do that?
I know. Sexy, isn't it?
Ow! Where'd you get your spray done? Looks proper fit.
Spray?
You're not telling me that turns natural.
My day. A man would have been seen dead in a beauty parlour. Be lucky to get a bar of soap with you at bath. You can forget about hot water.
Was that during the war?
Sorry, what was that? You'll have to speak up, I'm afraid.
I agree with you. Men these days are far too vain.
Yeah, you're never 40.
Pardon?
Sasha's holding up a birthday balloon.
Excuse me for a minute.
Happy
Don't
birthday.
You dare.
It's only a balloon.
I can see it's a balloon. Everyone can see it's a balloon.
I wanted to make a fuss of you. You know, you snuck out so early this morning, I didn't get a chance. It's your big day.
I'd rather it wasn't a big day.
It's great when everyone at work knows it's your birthday, when you get a cake and crisps, you know, a big card that everyone signed.
You've just described hell.
Well, don't be daft. It's a milestone. You know, you're 40.
Oh, my God, it's your birthday! And 40, that's huge. Congratulations. My mum's 40th was amazing.
Oh, get rid.
Chrissy nods in agreement. Johnny catches up with Jack.
OK, that was not what it sounded like.
Oh, so I didn't just hear you call me a bitch?
Mo's got it into her head that you don't trust her.
Funny that.
Why?
Look, new rule, no touching on hospital grounds, OK?
Interesting. I don't remember hearing any complaints in the lift earlier on this morning.
Excuse me, my boyfriend, I think he was admitted here.
What's his name?
Steve Thornby.
Late 30s, Caucasian?
Yeah.
I think amnesia patient belongs to this lady. How did you know he was here?
I got some weird text. Amnesia, what do you mean?
Take her in, would you? And now we know his name, pull up his records.
Steve, he said.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's been in an accident. I can't remember what happened.
Well, is he okay?
We're waiting for his chest x-ray and a CT scan, but he's stable for now. This way.
Steve.
Steve.
Just go with it. You do know who I am, don't you?
Of course. Franny.
So you've got some memory back then, Steve?
With some pieces.
But nothing from the accident.
Is it okay to just give us a minute?
Sure.
What does she know?
Nothing. What's with Steve, anyway?
Just came to me. I thought it made sense.
Run this by him, have you?
Your brother's a big boy. He can handle himself.
Luke's making his way out of AAU carrying a box of files when Sasha collars him.
Oh, great, you're still here.
No, technically I'm not here.
Bus accident coming in and Michael Spencer's having a spa day.
Sasha.
Please, come on. I'll fix it with HR.
Didn't you get a replacement for me?
Well, that's one way of describing it. As I said, I would really appreciate the backup.
It's all right, Sasha. I'm sure we can cope. It's not like it's a major incident. Bed 3, please.
Where do you want me?
I love you.
Mo to Jag.
I think they're lying to us.
Probably. Go nurse.
Now, they were really weird with each other, you know, furtive. Maybe I'll speak to her, see what's up.
Or even better, why don't you organise a group counselling session over tea and bickies? Has he been booked in for a CT scan and chest x-ray yet?
Radiology's backed up for the next half an hour.
Which one was it?
Mark.
Double chin or balding?
Balding.
Scared of women. Remind him that you have the power to cut his balls off, metaphorically speaking.
I think he was genuinely busy.
Fine. I'll do it.
Chantelle's giggling with a good-looking male patient.
Could we just keep the volume down, please?
The make or wait the dead.
Sorry, Chrissy.
What's the joke?
Oh, Mr. West.
Jonas, please.
Oh. Jonas was just saying that I look like Molly King.
Who's that?
From the Saturdays. Welfare.
I so don't.
People used to say I look like Kim Wilde. You know, the singer in the late 80s.
Yeah, no, I'm not really into retro music.
I bet she was beautiful.
She still is. Bay one, bedpans, please.
So it must be filthy rich then. Your fella. Otherwise, he's punching well above his weight.
Mr. Levy is an extremely kind, generous, compassionate man.
Just joking.
I wouldn't give up the day job.
You okay?
I have a terrible hangover.
Yeah? All you need is one of my magical hangover cures.
Max places some pills in her hand.
You're kidding, right?
What?
You're peddling Comoxidam. It's a bit of a coincidence after last week.
Oh, come on, Eddie. You think we're that stupid? They're on prescription, I thought I told you.
The last time I checked, they weren't an antidepressant.
Look, they're prescribed to me as part of my medication. They help with my anxiety. Anyway, don't knock it. They're a kick-ass hangover cure, OK?
Eddie ponders this, then swallows them. Luke heads over, and she hands him a file.
There was a kid over there with a broken arm. This one.
Wrinkly-looking kid.
Oh, look, I'm snowed under, Luke, OK? Will you give me 5 minutes? I'll find it. Help! Please, quick, he's dying!
I got it. Might need some backup.
His name's Edward.
Chest drain. I got it.
Max makes an incision in Edward's side and inserts a cannula, while the teenager, Pippa, looks on. Fluid begins to flow through it.
OK. Panic over.
You saved his life.
Bit of an exaggeration.
Just doing my job.
Thank you.
One show off. My apologies. Max Snyder. Nice to meet you. Well, properly.
Yeah, I'm Luke Hemingway.
Next time a registrar on my ward asks for an x-ray, I want you to assume the instruction is coming from me, which means gold star service. Understood?
I don't want to get on the wrong side of you.
Oh, don't tell me the equipment's on the blink.
We're sure it's radiation, are we?
The radiation monitor alarm went off. Patient has no memory of how this happened.
So that's reception, two sets of lifts, AAU corridor, Darwin main ward and HTU, not to mention radiology. Where is he now?
He's isolated in Theatre One. I'm still waiting for his results.
As soon as you have them, report back to me, please. Until we know more, limit your contacts with the patient to the bare minimum. Hansen. And what about St. James's? Keep me posted, please. So, our physicist is off sick. We have no way of knowing the radiation dosage.
Right. So what do we do now?
Wait for St. James's to send a replacement.
And in the meantime?
We enact major incident procedure. We're trying to track down a physicist as I speak, but as a precaution, we're closing Darwin and Wyvern receptions and stopping all transfers. A helpline will be set up for concerned patients and relatives. Is there any questions?
Are we in danger?
Anyone who came to contact with the patient could be at risk and will be tested to clear them of radiation contamination. But until we know the exact levels of what we're dealing with, we won't know the full extent of the risk. So I urge you all to remain professional. Calm. Thank you.
Chantelle gets on her mobile.
Hi, Mum. I just wanted to say I love you.
Pippa's with Max and Luke.
And then suddenly this woman started yelling from the front of the bus, so we lurched to the left. And before I knew it, I was hanging from the ceiling and all these people were screaming around me.
Amazing.
Totally.
You just had a bomb to that bus. You've got yourself a movie.
I swear, I am never sleeping again.
Right, let's run full bloods, U's and D's, liver function test, amylase, clotting and a CT scan.
Those are those big tunnel machines, right? The ones that look like spaceships.
Yeah. You can go with him if you like. Make sure he isn't abducted.
I'll leave you to run these tests.
Sure. And why not I show you to the relatives' room?
You'll love it.
It's got a plasma TV, fully paid bar, and a late-night cabaret.
Luke to Eddie.
Stop! Can I have a word, please?
Luke takes her aside with the patient's notes.
What are you giving?
Penicillin.
That does not say penicillin.
Well, that handwriting is barely legible, dude.
You could have put your patient into anaphylactic shock.
It's not looking too good for her anyways.
What's wrong with you? Is it me being here?
Are you for real?
Well, I just wanted to make sure we're okay. Yeah, professionally speaking.
Oh, professionally speaking?
Yeah.
Yeah. In that case, you're just dandy.
Darwin Ward's being evacuated.
Mr. Taylor, I'm as concerned as you are, but as soon as we have some new information, I promise you'll be the first to know.
Mo approaches Jack as she passes through the hectic ward.
What's happening with Steve Thornby?
I'm waiting for the results.
You are? But I'm the one dealing with this case.
Not anymore. Look on the bright side. Got time for that heart-to-heart with the girlfriend now.
It's not true, is it, about the radiation?
I'm afraid so, but try not to worry. We're following hospital procedure.
Is it dangerous?
I'm afraid we don't have enough information at the moment to rule out certain risks.
Well, what kind of risks?
Like I say, we're still waiting
I'm pregnant.
And when you said this morning about contamination risk, what do you think you meant? Contaminated with what? My throat feels a bit swollen. Do you think that's a sign?
Keller Ward. No, I'm afraid we don't have any more information at the moment. I can put you through to the helpline.
Sorry. And about this morning, about my mum's 40th, I didn't mean that you were old enough to be my mum or anything.
Chantelle, it's fine, really.
Good. Because I wouldn't want to upset you. And anyway, I was reading in a magazine that 40's the new 50, so you found...
Right. Could you deal with beds 5, 6 and 7, and I'll deal with the rest?
Why? Is that to do with the radiation?
Chantelle, will you just get on with your job and stop dithering?
Nurse.
What can I do for you?
This radiation business, should I be worried? Nurse. Look, it's a bit embarrassing, but I'm crapping myself here. And my heart's going faster than the Maserati.
All right, let's just try and relax, OK?
Nurse.
Mr. Mace, I'll be 1 minute.
Harold, please. It's just that,
Look, all my nurses are busy. Is it urgent? All right, I'm just going to deal with this patient and I'll be right with you.
Only just 10 weeks. I've been so careful. I've cut the booze completely and now this. Oh, God.
Take a seat. Try not to worry. Come on.
I can't help it. She's all I think about.
She?
It's just a feeling. I can imagine Leon with a little girl.
Leon?
I mean, Steve.
Fran, if you've lied to us, there could be serious consequences.
I don't know what you mean.
Look, you're not in trouble. I just need to know the truth. Who's Steve? Fran.
He's Leon's brother.
So that man is actually Leon Thornby. Wait here.
You all right?
Yeah, I examined him when he was first admitted. I touched him and then I went to see Chrissy.
Have you been tested yet?
No, not yet.
2 minutes.
Wish I was like them.
She's not normally like this, is she? I mean, I've caught her on a bad day.
Well, yeah, sure, it's a bad day. But, you know, when isn't it?
As Luke approaches Eddie, he notices some papers on the desk.
How long have these results been sitting here? Nurse McKee, these results, how long have they been here?
Well, I don't know. Do you want me to ask them for you? Hello, results. How long have you been there? Oh, sorry. Speak up. Mr. Hemingway can't hear you.
Oh, guy?
Yeah.
Double whammy, eh?
Indeed.
So what do we do?
Nothing.
Nothing?
If his injuries don't kill him, the fact that he's riddled with cancer will.
Aren't you forgetting something?
What?
His daughter. I don't think she knows, do you?
You should be in here.
He's not Steve Thornby.
What?
His name's Leon.
She hands Jack his patient notes.
And he's allergic to vancomycin, which is why he can't breathe. Okay, Leon. Try and stay calm and be able to breathe again very shortly.
As Mo brings over the medication, Jack throws her a conciliatory look.
Thank you.
Hello! Are you okay?
I fell. I couldn't straighten up.
Why didn't you ask one of the nurses to bring you?
Well, I tried, but she was busy.
Who was busy?
Yeah, so it turns out you're right.
Sorry?
Kim Wilde, stood up. I looked her up. Yeah, listen, I hope I didn't offend you before, what I said about your fella.
No, you didn't.
Good. Because I got to say, whoever said you look like her, blind.
Sister Williams, a moment, please. I just found out an 84-year-old patient on the floor of the men's toilet. Apparently, you were too busy to take him. Can I ask what the medical emergency was that got in the way? Or why there was no one else to help him?
I was looking after bays 5, 6, and 7. You said...
Yes, all right. I didn't realise he was in distress.
It's your job to realise. Look, I know we're all a bit shaken by this radiation scare, but come on. I expect more of you, Chrissy.
Leon.
Where's Fran?
Keep the mask on, please.
Doesn't look like much, does it?
I've got it from here.
What?
You can go now.
He'll bleed out if you don't operate, so.
I'm perfectly capable of interpreting an echo, thank you.
Let me scrub him.
No.
I'll just help save his life. How about you cut some slack?
I don't do slack.
Who in the hell do you think you are? You march around here like the Red Queen threatening to chop people's heads off if they so much as look at you funny.
Well, at least you know what you're getting with me, unlike you. A grim reaper in a pink tutu, repricing up Leon's organs as we speak. Going off for a little cry, are we?
Nope. I'm going to Hanson.
Luke's outside the relatives' room.
I'll do it if you like.
I'm quite capable of talking to relatives, thank you.
Of course you are. But it made me feel better. The glory hunting I did earlier.
He pats Luke on the shoulder and heads in. Eddie calls after Luke as he walks off.
Doesn't bother you, then?
What?
Max. Treading on your toes.
He's not.
Good.
No point feeling threatened, is there?
She breezes off ahead of him. Luke walks into an empty office and sits down at the computer. He takes a quick glance round to check no one's looking, then types in Max's name into a search engine. A list of pages headed Max Schneider, Locum comes up. In Hansen's office.
I find it astounding that you have the gall to question my professionalism.
Meaning?
I'm not the one who prioritised petty gossip over patients' care.
You've lost me.
You and Valentine this morning.
Oh, and you think we were talking about you?
I couldn't care less what you were talking about.
Trust me, it's bad enough that I know.
My point is, your focus wasn't on the job.
I wouldn't inflict that image of you and Johnny in the linen cupboard on anyone else.
Not interrupting, am I?
Of course not.
Max is with Pippa in the relatives' room.
Is there someone we can call for you? Your mother, where's she?
No, she's not around. Look, there must be something you can do. I mean, he was fine this morning.
Pippa, I'm afraid your father's cancer has advanced. He knew he didn't have long to live and stopped treatment some time ago in order to enjoy the time he had left. He didn't want any more aggressive procedures.
So you're saying he's not worth it, is that it?
No, I'm saying we need to prioritise other cases.
Oh, so he's not a priority. I'm going to write that down. I could use that.
Pippa, sweetheart, you're upset.
Don't you dare patronise me. You're going to let my father die rather than give him the life-saving operation that he needs. This is about money, isn't it? Well, before you consign my father to his grave, maybe you should consider how you're going to cover the cost of your legal fees when the judge finds you guilty of negligence.
Look, hang on a minute. I think there's something we could do.
The echo shows the source is far closer to the heart than we anticipated. I need to operate soon or he'll bleed out. Either that or the radiation will severely damage his heart.
Which is exactly why Miss Naylor can't do it on her own. It needs two people to get to the source.
I've operated on bullet wounds in similar locations on my own. There's really no reason for both of us to take a risk.
Yes, but we've both been exposed already, so...
It's simply a case of acknowledging who's best for the job. I'm the senior surgeon, therefore I will operate.
No, you will not. Neither of you will. Until the physicist has done his risk assessment, no one can operate. So until that time, I'd be grateful if you'd do your best to keep him alive without surgical intervention. Both of you, please. Unless, of course, there's a problem you'd like to discuss with me. Very good.
The avalanche was down. The hillside swept bare behind it. The last echoes died on the white slopes. The new mound glittered and lay still in the silent valley.
Why is he on the face list?
Because I thought his name looked nice up there.
You're operating?
Yeah.
I thought Luke said...
And I thought you said don't let him have it all his own way.
Can I see Leon?
It's safer for you and the baby if you don't.
Yeah, but you'll be in there with him. Isn't that dangerous?
Possibly.
I really need to talk to him. He doesn't know I'm pregnant. I haven't told him yet.
Honesty isn't really your strong suit, is it? And while we're on the subject, is there anything else you haven't told us? Why lie about your boyfriend's name in the first place?
I've got nothing to say.
Well, you do realise it's vitally important that we find the source of the radiation.
Fran, we could let you talk to Leon through the intercom if you like.
I don't know where it came from, all right? The radiation. We were just taking some spare piping.
What, just helping yourself?
Where?
At this factory. Leon said we could get some money for it, and then there was this explosion.
Which factory? What's the address?
Didn't get you into trouble, did I?
No, it was my fault anyway.
Nothing broken. Which is lucky for you, because if I'd missed my trip, then I'd be suing.
Your trip?
Pyramids. Next month.
Wow, sounds like an adventure.
Yeah, it's tame compared with the old days. Peru, the Gili Isles, Turtle Island.
Exotic holidays.
No. Work. I was a travel writer.
You were a journalist.
No, I just jumped out of the womb, an 84-year-old codger.
Sorry.
Ah, don't be. It's hard to look beyond the skin casing sometimes.
I would love to have done some travelling. Nice dream, eh?
Forget dreaming, go on and do it.
Oh, I wish. Family life and spontaneity don't really go together. The biggest decision I have to make is whether I take the lasagna or the shepherd's pie out of the freezer.
Oh, careful. When you get to my age, you do a lot of living up here, and microwave meals are not known to be good for the soul, are they?
Eddie places a copy of Max's CV down on the desk in front of Luke.
What's this?
Well, I thought you'd appreciate a copy, seeing as though you didn't get a chance to make one earlier. Anything else you want to know about him? His favourite food, favourite band, name of his first pet?
I was merely interested in Mr. Schneider's professional background. I'll leave the socialising to you.
You don't like him, do you?
Not up to me who Mr. Spence employs.
Come off it, Luke. What are you really doing here?
Sasha asked me to stay.
Why did you come back in the first place?
I had some loose ends to tie up.
Loose ends?
Hmm.
What were they? And what were you hoping to find?
Yes, can I help you?
My husband, Edward Franklin, is he here?
Thank you. Right, so the police and fire services have been to the explosion site and they're pretty sure it's caesium-137.
So now can we operate?
No, until the physicist is here, we can't be sure of the risk.
There is a man lying in theatre with radioactive material in his chest, threatening his internal organs, and we just stand by and do nothing.
I'll let you know when there's more information.
This is more information.
Since neither of us are experts in radioactivity, I'm not about to start gambling the lives of my staff.
You know about the cancer?
Yes. We decided that operating would just prolong the pain.
God, no. He wouldn't want another operation. He was sick of these places. He wanted to spend his final days at home, in his own bed.
I'm sure. Well, it's just through here.
Yeah. You lost him?
The hospital's been a bit stretched today. Perhaps you'd like to wait in the relatives' room while I find out where he is. I'm sure your daughter will be pleased to see you.
My daughter?
Press the button by the speaker when you
want to
talk.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'll leave you to it.
This is bad. This is serious stuff now.
I know.
We shouldn't have done it.
We needed the money.
We always need the money.
I'm pregnant.
What?
No, Joy. We have to wait for the physicist. Leon and Fran still talking.
A weird couple, if you ask me.
I didn't.
Oh, for goodness sake, I didn't tell Oliver anything.
Maybe not, but now Hanson knows everything.
So what if you and Johnny are banging? Who cares? It's not as though it's a proper relationship, is it? Not like either of you give a damn.
Is that what he said?
Why, did you think he'd fallen for you?
Of course not.
Look, sorry, I didn't mean that.
He was angry. He got upset and then he just passed out.
Internal bleeding?
He's gonna die.
You heard what Hanson said.
So did you. Right, we've got a bleed. Suction, porocoline.
They're operating on Leon when Hanson appears outside.
Stop what you're doing immediately, please.
We can't. He'll bleed out.
Mr. Farr needs to take a reading.
Just give me a few seconds.
I said stand down. And please go ahead, Mr. Farr. Thank you.
Jack and Mo stand back as Mr. Farr, wearing goggles and theatre scrubs, runs a Geiger counter over Leon's body. Luke shows Edward's wife into the relatives' room where Pippa's sitting.
Who are you? What are you doing here? No, wait! I have a right to know who you are! I've never seen that girl in my life before. What the hell is going on here?
Just give us a minute, please.
Later, Luke enters theatre, where Max and a surgical team are operating on Edward.
What are you doing?
Performing a splenectomy.
Why?
To stop the internal bleeding. Scalpel.
We agreed he wouldn't have surgery.
Delivering the spleen. No, we agreed I would talk to his daughter.
who isn't his daughter.
What?
Who is she then?
I don't know, but his actual wife's just arrived and she's adamant we shouldn't operate. He signed a DNR.
Well, it's a bit late for that now, isn't it? Clamps. Anyway, perhaps he'll feel differently when he wakes up and realises he's going to see his wife again rather than be left to die in a hospital cubicle.
If.
Scalpel. What?
If he wakes up.
Cutting the two vessels.
His BP's falling. Ah. Bleeding out.
Yes, I can see that.
Do you want my help?
Yes.
I'll scrub him.
So, the physicist has checked the dose rate in the area where you'll be working
and advised that the legal time limit you can be exposed for
is 15 minutes, after which they can start to detect chromosomal damage. How long have you had his chest open?
3 minutes.
Four tops.
Therefore, you have 11 minutes remaining in which to locate the material.
Once the time has run out on this clock, I want you out. Stay in any longer, and the risk of developing cancer in your lifetime is greatly increased.
Understood?
No, I was speaking to Mr. Fanger.
Miss Naylor, I want you to step out.
What? Why?
Since you only have one kidney, you're already compromised, and as we don't know the effect the radiation will have on the remaining kidney, I'm afraid I can't take the risk.
Rubbish.
I said step out.
Jack grudgingly does so.
So, Mr. Fanger, you have 11 minutes. Good luck. Start the clock, please.
The digital clock begins counting down from 11 minutes.
Hey, have you heard? The radiation. There's no threat to the hospital. We're all clear.
Oh, God, I was so worried. I had all these disaster scenarios in my head. You know, I thought I'd contaminated you, Daniel even. Oh, come here.
Oh. Sasha, everyone can see.
I don't care. I don't care. I love you.
Sasha.
Fran to Jack.
What's happening? No one's told me anything. Have they found out about the radiation yet?
It's cesium-137.
What does that mean? Is my baby safe?
As long as you didn't spend too long near the radiation source.
So I'm fine. We're both fine.
Yes, it looks that way.
It's just a... I don't feel great.
Then go to the pharmacy and take some paracetamol.
It's coming out faster than it's going in. More fluids, keep 100% oxygen.
He's going into hypovolemic shock. OK, keep the suction going. Thank you. That's no use. He's still losing too much blood.
Right, mobilising the liver. Die for me. Cauterizing the tear. Quick, 208 Michael. 226 Robinson drains. Scissors. He's stabilizing.
Yeah, but he's still tachycardic.
We close him?
Pack him, close.
Have another look in 24 hours. And if he bleeds out again?
Well, then we respect his wishes, as we should have done in the first place.
Rick wanders up to Chrissy, who's checking her roots in a hand mirror.
Bit of a cliché, isn't it? Turn 40 and start looking for grey hairs.
Is there anyone in this hospital who doesn't know already?
Chantel let it slip.
Really?
Well, I can understand if you were a little preoccupied earlier. Congratulations.
Oh, Rick, thank you.
Sorry to interrupt, but has anyone seen Jonas lately?
Don't tell me he's my 3 o'clock gallstones.
Hansen's in the theatre gallery, watching intently as Mo operates on Leon. There's only 5 minutes left on the clock. His eyes widen at the sight of Jack entering theatre.
On your desk, you'll find a disclaimer witnessed by the hospital legal advisor stating that I operate at my own personal risk. And do you want it
to get out that you let a consultant stand by and watch while a registrar failed to save this man's life?
There's a brief standoff, then Hansen relents.
We reset the clock to 11 minutes. We need a new...
Theatre team, please. Better take over, Mr. Fanger.
Mo leaves and Jack takes over. Hansen gives her a nod. Outside the hospital, Chrissy finds Jonas on his mobile.
How long will that be? No, thanks, mate.
You do realise you should have been in theatre 2 minutes ago.
I thought about it and I decided it wasn't worth the risk.
What risk?
Being cut open while there's radiation flying around.
Radiation doesn't fly.
The point is, I'm young. I'm in the prime. There's too much I've got to give. My mum reckons I can model. She's cooking me a high-protein diet for the gym. What?
I didn't realise you still lived at home.
I am saving up to leave. Just don't earn much temping.
Look, I'm sorry. It's perfectly normal to feel frightened. The radiation thing, it was a false alarm. Mr. Griffin's holding your slot open for the next 30 minutes. So if you change your mind, I don't think it's going to jeopardise your modelling career.
Where's Mr. Schneider?
I don't know.
The wife needs to be updated.
I'm sure he'll do it when he turns up.
It's convenient.
He follows Eddie into Edward's room, where his wife's sitting at his bedside.
We've removed your husband's spleen and prepared his liver. We were unable to get fully on top of a bleed. He's holding on, but his pulse is very weak.
He looks awful. This is exactly what he wanted to avoid.
I'm sorry.
You said you wouldn't operate.
Well, it was a borderline call. A colleague disagreed and went ahead.
Why isn't he here telling me this?
He's busy on another case.
So few people are prepared to stick around and face the consequences these days. So thank you. I appreciate your honesty.
Luke shoots Eddie a look. Mo's walking along a corridor looking at a file. She comes to an abrupt stop as she notices a drop of blood on the floor. She follows the trail to Fran, who's sitting doubled over with blood running down her leg.
My baby. Is it my baby?
Can I get some help here, please? It's okay.
Luke enters the cafe where Eddie's in the queue. Steeling himself, he's about to approach her when he spots Pippa. She quickly bolts, but Luke blocks her path.
I just want to find out if he's okay.
Who are you?
I'm not anyone.
You don't know Edward, do you? So why pretend to be his daughter?
I didn't. The other surgeon just assumed.
You went along with it.
I used to see him on the bus, and he always looked so nice. He was always reading.
You were sitting by his bedside weeping.
I imagined he was my dad. I'm good at making things up. About the only thing I'm good at, according to my teachers.
Where's your real father?
I don't know, at work, I guess.
You mean he's around?
Yeah. Although he's usually at the office. And when he's at home, he spends his time watching the cricket or the rugby.
But he doesn't, You're not unhappy at home.
He doesn't abuse me, if that's what you're getting at.
This isn't funny.
You think I'm weird, don't you? Everybody does. Is it him? Edward?
You should call your parents, they'll be worried.
Mo joins Hansen in the theatre gallery, where he's still watching Leon's operation. There's just over 1 minute left on the clock.
How long has she got?
Not long.
Ah, oh, there.
Put your tools down now, please.
Wait.
Step out, please.
I've still got time on the clock. I can take over.
All right.
Mo walks in.
What are you doing?
I've almost got it.
I insist that you step out this instant.
Let me take over.
Just give me 5 seconds.
You're risking your life, not to mention your career.
Why don't you make yourself useful and go and update the girlfriend or something?
She's in Obs and Gynae.
What?
Miscarrying.
She said she wasn't feeling well. She didn't say that.
Step out, Jack.
No, he'll die.
Not if we work together. I think we can do a VATS procedure, but I need your help.
A VATS?
Guide me through it from the gallery. Trust me.
Chrissy gives Chantelle a cupcake.
What's that for?
Let's just say I've been a bit grumpy today.
But it's your birthday.
Oh, shut up and eat it, for I'm tempted. And at my age, I can't shove that amount of calories in my gob without repercussions.
I was going to give you this earlier, but Mr. Lee said it might be best to wait.
A card with a badge.
You can wear it to the party.
Tell me.
Mr. Levy's gonna kill me.
Edward's wife standing at his bedside with Luke. Luke lifts Edward's eyelid to check, then disconnects the monitor.
Time of death, 15:28.
Last thing I said to him was, don't forget to buy cat food. Would you believe it? All this time battling the cancer and then a bus accident goes and bloody kills him.
I'm so sorry it had to happen like this.
At least we had a chance to say goodbye. I don't know, it seems a funny thing to say, but the cancer made us wake up. Talk to each other. Appreciate each other. It's so easy to let things go unsaid.
Luke considers her words as he walks out, leaving her placing a gentle kiss on Edward's forehead. Then he walks over to Max in AAU.
Eddie.
What about her?
Look after her.
Yeah. Of course I will.
Oh, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When you were with Eddie, did you find her quite vocal?
What?
Well, I mean, a man wants recognition and everything, but man, I'm gonna have to start wearing earplugs. Do you know what I mean?
Now, push the scope into the oblique pericardial sinus behind the pulmonary vein. The anaesthetist will have to stop ventilating. Let us watch the clock. You concentrate on the screen, okay? That's it. Okay, good. Keep going.
Mo follows the scope's progress on a large screen.
Good. Sit forward. Right, there it is. Go back. Go back. Stop.
Forward or back?
Back, but just a millimetre. Fraction more. There. Don't lose your nerve. Keep concentrating. You almost have it. Be careful now.
Got it.
Congratulations, Mr. Fanger, and Miss Naylor, indeed.
Excellent teamwork.
And the rest, ladies.
Well, don't look.
Trust me, if I was that way inclined, you would so not be my type.
Well, I take that as a compliment.
They're undressing and handing over their scrubs and underwear to a radiation specialist who's holding out a container. Jack wraps a towel around herself and Mo pulls on a dressing gown.
This is my favourite bra. Thank you.
Listen, I should probably come clean.
You did tell Valentine.
I mean, what's the big deal? Everyone gossips about everyone here. I mean, you know about Eddie and the new guy, right?
It's only sex, after all.
Yeah, right. Of course it is.
What?
Johnny Mac. I don't know what you've done, but... just be careful, yeah? He's a mate.
The trace of a smile crosses Jack's face as Mo walks out. Luke's with Eddie in the cafe. He looks like he's struggling to find the right words.
Well, this is really good, Luke. I mean, it's very, very enlightening.
But you do actually realise you have to say the words out loud if you want me to hear them.
Max. You were right earlier. My interest in him wasn't purely professional. The fact that you and he are... I wanted to be sure.
Yeah?
The man's a sociopath.
What?
A sociopath, a person who can at first appear charming, although glib, someone with a grandiose sense of self, a pathological liar with a natural ability for manipulation, unable to feel remorse, guilt, empathy, someone ultimately who is incapable of, or has an incapacity for love.
That's not Max. Max is just your average, uncomplicated guy. You know, he likes sex, he likes watching sport on TV, he likes going out, and heaven forbid, he likes me. And he actually tells me. That person you've just described, he's sitting in front of me.
She walks off.
Excellent.
Oh, would you? Yeah, I could do with some company. Lynn, can I call you back? There's someone I've got to talk to. Okay, thanks. Bye.
How is he?
He's dead.
Oh, God, that's awful. I am so sorry. I'm sorry for the terrible mix-up earlier. I used to see him every day on the bus, and he always looked so kind and generous. Always had his nose in a book. Here. I read him the last chapter. So he finished it after all. What?
Ed didn't read books. He just carried them around on public transport so he didn't have to talk to strangers like you. Irascible old sod.
Aren't you sad?
Sad? You have absolutely no idea what that word means.
She turns and walks off down the corridor. Pippa's face crumples. Chrissy's out of uniform and walking past Harold's bed.
Oh, you off?
I haven't decided yet. I might chain myself to the desk.
Oh?
My fiancé is throwing a surprise birthday party for me.
Oh. Lucky you.
Not exactly Turtle Island.
And to be engaged. That's one adventure I never manage. Hey, here comes our young buck.
Oh, how are you feeling?
Okay.
Boys these days. No idea what real pain is like.
Someone and granddad enlightened me.
Oh, you're interested now, are you?
I'll leave you to it.
1956. We just started up on a trek in the Himalayas. But little did we know, the weather was about to change.
The effects of the radiation still haven't fully come to light, but we'll monitor you closely for the next few hours. We can't know if there'll be any damage to your internal organs, but it's likely that you will need a blood transfusion.
I survived the op, though, didn't I?
Mo pushes Fran in a wheelchair.
What happened to you?
Fran suffered a miscarriage while you were in theatre.
I'm so sorry.
Are you? It hurts.
Maybe it was supposed to be this way.
What do you mean?
You and me. That's what works.
You and me. Please, can you take me back to the ward now?
Franny, don't be silly. You can't leave me.
Mo pushes Fran back out of Leon's room.
What did you tell them?
Fran!
Outside Albie's, Rick and Sasha pause at the door. Then as they walk in, the lights come on.
Surprise!
Sasha approaches her with an envelope.
Are you mad?
How could I be mad with you?
Now, Chantal suggested a spa day. I just thought that sounded a bit dull, so...
She opens it.
Was I wrong?
Trip to the Northern Lights, that's amazing! Oh, I love you, Sasha.
Great, that's great.
In the locker room, a weary-looking Jack sitting on a bench taking off her shoes. With a sigh, she rests her head in her hands for a moment, then rubs her neck. Johnny comes in, catching her a little off guard.
Tough day.
I'm fine. I was just about to go.
He sits down beside her, then tries to take her hand.
Leave me alone.
He folds his arms for a moment, then removes her handbag as she's putting things into it.
Oh, shut up, you one-kidneyed freak.
He's quite intense, your ex-boyfriend, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's putting it politely.
He's coming over, he's coming. Do you want a drink, mate?
Oh, no. Luke doesn't like to lose control.
I thought you'd both like to know that I've decided to stay on. Well, that is great news, Mr. Hemingway. Luke, please. Luke.